This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you saw 60 Minutes on Sunday night, if you saw the story about the bird flu, I would think it got your attention, maybe for a couple of different reasons. I don't know. We're going to talk about it with Dr. Fred Lopez. That and measles. Dr. Fred, our friend, infectious diseases specialist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Let's talk about measles. Dr. Fred, how are you? Lopez. Hey, Doc, how are you?
I am okay. Yourself?
I'm okay. I'm vaccinated. I'm good to go. I'm feeling great. Let's talk about measles and cases in New Orleans. And I remember Bill Cassidy saying they were on the I-10 headed in from Texas. Tell me what the situation is with measles in the area, in the South, in the country, in the world.
Well, it's been a busy year with respect to measles. More than 800 cases reported in the U.S. so far this year, which is more than twice as many as all of last year. So a lot of cases. West Texas seems to be the hot spot, but it's spreading to other states as well. And in the last several days, we've heard about two cases of measles in the state of Louisiana, both from the New Orleans area, apparently both related to travel abroad in adults. And vaccination status of one is unclear, and the other person was not vaccinated, which is typically the case when measles is diagnosed in the United States. It's typically an under-vaccinated or unvaccinated individuals.
Are you noticing, do we track vaccination trends? RFK took a step back and said after attending the funeral in Texas that the measles vaccine was the way to go. Do you notice any changes in the trends on that, or does it take a while for something like that to happen?
Well, no, we've been tracking it, and measles vaccination rates amongst kindergartners, for example, in the state of Louisiana, several years ago were around 95-96%. And in 2023-2024, the rates had dropped to 92%. Now, that doesn't seem like a very significant drop, except for the fact that herd immunity can be achieved with 95% or greater immunization rates. So when we drop below 95%, if a measles case gets into an under-vaccinated community where these vaccination rates are lower than 95%, we can see how it might spread amongst those individuals. And that's a concern. And so tracking these trends to make sure that we try to get above 95% is really, really important. And, you know, I think there is, as we've talked about many times in the past, there's a bit of vaccination fatigue. And when we've talked about it, it's been more towards COVID-19 vaccinations, but the reality is it's spilled over a bit to some other vaccine-preventable illnesses, including measles. And we're seeing the effects of under-vaccination or unvaccination individuals being exposed to measles and getting affected with what could be threatening disease with potential for hospitalization and death.
And just for people that say, well, if you're vaccinated, why do I have to be?
Well, the reason you want to be vaccinated is you want to create a front of defense against the spread of measles. Some people who get measles may just have complications of fever, rash, maybe runny nose, and red eyes. But some people can develop severe complications, particularly infants, immunocompromised adults. These individuals, if they get infected with measles, they can develop really potentially fatal complications like brain swelling, pneumonia. And 1 to 3 individuals who are young who get infected with measles are going to die from measles. So this is something that we don't see it as frequently as we did before vaccination became available in the 1960s, is still a big problem. And it's eliminated from the United States, but that doesn't mean we don't see it. And we're starting to see the effects, again, as unvaccinated or undervaccinated individuals getting infected with measles. Again, more than 800 cases already reported this year in the United States.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up, talk about the 60 Minutes piece as it relates to bird flu. My concern is, if something like this happens, my concern is not scientific as much as it is political, if people are going to pay attention to it or not, or how likely the government is to do anything about it or not, if anything's to worry about. I don't know. We'll talk about it. But if you saw the 60 Minutes piece about bird flu, it was attention getting. 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8, couple of minutes left with Dr. Fred Lopez, infectious diseases specialist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. 60 Minutes did about 15 minutes on bird flu. Dr. Fred, I would imagine, as an infectious disease specialist, you have to look at the worst possible case, but then you have to factor probability into that. Tell me about bird flu and where we stand on this. I don't know if you saw the 60 Minutes piece or not, but how concerned should we be?
Well, I think we should be concerned, and I think COVID-19 is an example of what can happen if we let our guard down and don't monitor the spread of a disease which has pandemic potential, which is always the case with new influenza strains. You know, right now, bird flu is considered a low public health risk as per the CDC, but that could change, and monitoring transmission of bird flu is really, really important. The real concern with bird flu is that the bird flu virus can mutate and become more transmissible from human to human. Right now, there's no known person-to-person spread of bird flu in this country. And I just let me just repeat that, no known person-to-person spread. However, if a mutation occurred that allowed the virus to more easily transmit from human to human, that's when you would get very concerned about the risk for a pandemic. And that's what we need to monitor for. So far in this outbreak that's occurring in the United States, there have been 70 cases. And most of those cases of bird flu in this country have been mild. Maybe some conjunctivitis has been one of the more predominant manifestations of bird flu infections in this country. However, there has been one death, and that one death was in the state of Louisiana. But it was apparently in an individual that had a lot of other medical problems. So unclear if it was direct, if the death was directly due to the bird flu virus or due to complications from the other illnesses that this individual had. So there is the potential for severe outcomes. It is being detected. We know that it's being transmitted in poultry and cows as well. And we just need to monitor it to make sure that there's no human-to-human spread, because that's when the real concern is going to develop. Recognize as well that we do have treatments for bird flu virus infections. Same treatments that we use for human flu infections can be used to treat bird flu infections as well.
Scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you about this?
I'm worried, but I think that if we closely monitor these viruses for these mutations, I think we can stay on top of things. And because we've known about bird flu virus infections for years, we could develop a vaccine much more quickly than we did with COVID-19.
Scale of 1 to 10?
3.
Okay, good. Thank you, Dr. Fred. I appreciate it. That's layman's terms. Dr. Fred Lopez, infectious diseases specialist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. We'll take